back to Sunday Morning Magazine. All morning long, we're taking a look at some of your favorite professional athletes and the work that they're doing off the field. For more information on the show, you can like us on our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. Head there now, like us there now, and join the conversation there as well. On the phone with me now is Evan Newton. He's with FC Cincinnati. He's the goalkeeper for FC Cincinnati. He joins us this morning to tell us all about the work that he's doing off the field. It's our pleasure to welcome Evan Newton to Sunday Morning Magazine. Good morning, Evan. How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. So I feel like I should say welcome to Cincinnati, right?
Yeah, I mean, I guess why not? It's year one still, so it's still acceptable.
All right, good. So what do you think about our fair city here?
It's been great so far. I've been settling in nicely, so my wife and I are enjoying it, and it's obviously the club here is fantastic, and the city itself is pretty cool. So,
okay, good. So let's start at the beginning for you. Did you grow up? Did you always know you wanted to be this superstar soccer player?
Well, I mean, I always played sports. I was big into like athletics and stuff growing up, and started playing soccer at 5, and then just kind of stuck with it. I mean, I played baseball, basketball, soccer, like competitively until probably about 11 or 12 or so. And then I decided kind of once travel soccer started, I kind of decided to stick with soccer. And I would play everything else for fun. You know, I mean, we had hockey and all the hockey gear and for roller hockey and everything. And we had lacrosse, football, all that stuff in our garage. So we loved it all, my brother and I. But soccer was the love, man.
It was the love. Now, when did you first realize that, you know what, I'm pretty good here. I'm rocking this thing. When did you realize that you were really good at it?
That's a good question, man. I think, like, it's funny. My parents did an article one time when I first made the, like, U15 national team. And they were like, we didn't really think he was, like, we knew he was good, but we didn't really understand, you know, to what level. Because we're, you know, I'm from Virginia Beach, Virginia. It's a middle-sized city, but I always grew up with, like, a very small club team, you know. And so once ODP started, I guess is when I started to really realize that, you know, I guess I was decent. And then I made it, obviously, to youth national teams and stuff. So that was good for confidence. But I don't know. I'm the kind of guy, like, I never, like, feel like it's good enough. I'm always trying to, like, go for more and more. So I'm kind of my harshest critic. So I always look at myself as what can I do better than, like, kind of saying, oh, you know, I'm a good player. So I think I'm always going to be growing, and I might still not have an answer for you there.
So, you know, did you always play goalkeeper?
I played a little bit on the field as well all growing up until ODP started, which is, like, you know, at 12, 13 age. And then I kind of had to pick if I wanted to try out as a goalkeeper or field player. So I chose goalkeeper. I really liked it, and I thought I'd kind of go further in that position because I hate running, so probably was a good decision, and I guess it worked out for me okay.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Now, I'm a coach. I coach soccer. I've been coaching my boys for, like, the last 8 or 9 years with the school team, but goalkeeper, okay, that position, I think there's a lot of pressure there, and I have kids that either love it or are totally afraid of playing it. Being a goalkeeper yourself, does it come with a lot of pressure there?
Yeah, man. I mean, it's a position that you're kind of the hero or the goat. You know, it's either you're the man or everyone's looking at you like, what the heck happened? So, you know, I try to say if you can be the hero kind of more than the goat, then you're doing something right. Because you're always going to have moments where something happens or make a mistake or whatever, and you just got to be man enough to hold your hand up and get back to the training ground. And then you're going to have moments where to make some saves and help the team win, and then you got to just, you know, try to stay humble about it. So it's kind of an even keel position. It's all about consistency, and there definitely is pressure.
Okay, so let me ask you this now. With the expansion, the success of the team, the record-breaking attendance, the new stadium, you know, you have to be excited about the future of this team.
Yeah, I mean, what's going on here in the city is awesome. FC Cincinnati is kind of the city's team, and I mean, no offense to the Bengals or the Reds, but I think this is kind of the city's team, and you can tell, and people love it, and they're passionate about it, and it means a lot to kind of play for the team where the team means so much to the city, where you can impact off the field, obviously play in front of awesome, you know, environment every night. So it's really cool to be a part of right now, just trying to focus on every day and get us a bring us a championship home before MLS starts up, you know?
Mm-hmm. Good, good. We love that. Now, you mentioned this, but, you know, I've been to one of the games, and it's just so electric. If, you know, if people haven't been out, the atmosphere is just so much fun.
Right. It's constant, man. It's 90 minutes. It's all night chanting and cheering and smoke bombs, and it gets everybody else kind of going as well. So I think whenever we score at home, the initial kind of roar for 5-10 seconds is pretty deafening. And, but all game long, it's just nonstop action, and soccer is just continual, you know, chanting and action, you know.
And again, all morning long, we're talking to some of your favorite professional athletes, talking to them about life off the field. On the phone with me now is Evan Newton, the goalkeeper for FC Cincinnati. For more information on the show, you can like us on our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. Head there now and like us there now. Now, a few weeks ago, Evan, FC Cincinnati released a T-shirt featuring you. Before we talk about the cause that the T-shirt supported, tell us about this T-shirt.
Kind of came up with an idea through a friend, actually, that works at Cincy Shirt. This is something that's really close to my heart, and working at the hospital and with Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. I was like, what can we do? Maybe a lot of proceeds from all the shirt sales going back to UC Children's Hospital. So they were awesome about, like, yeah, let's do it. Came up with a really cool design. You know, we brainstormed a little back and forth, and we're able to come up with something we think is really cool, and hopefully can sell a lot of them to make some good money for the hospital, and, you know, seeing if we can kick cancer's butt a little bit, you know?
All right. So you mentioned this, but tell us more. Now, the proceeds from the shirt will go to Cincinnati's Children's Hospital. Is that right?
Correct. Correct. Yeah, man. Literally, it's just going to go to the hospital. You know, I'm kind of looking into some different avenues of where I want to send it in terms of within the hospital. For me, I think with a pediatric cancer, I don't know if chemo is not really for kids. You know, chemo is designed kind of for adults, and that's kind of the main thing we're doing right now with children is just limiting the doses of chemo. So I think for me, I wonder if there's a better way, or especially if there's better ways to kind of get them out of the hospital to keep their morale high while they're recovering. And maybe doing treatments at home or something like this, because just sitting at the hospital, one thing I've noticed going over the last few years and visiting these kids is, you know, sitting in a hospital for 50, 60, 70, 80 days sometimes in a row, you know, would drive anybody crazy, and you'd kind of lose a lot of morale. So I think if there's ways to get these kids out of the hospital to kind of do their treatments at home or recover, you know, in a more regular environment for them, I think it would really help boost their morale and keep things, you know, because that's the key, man. It's huge is morale, right? And staying positive. So I would like for it to go to something in that realm, but I just got to figure out exactly what through the hospital.
Okay. Now, I understand that, you know, you mentioned this, and I think many people may not know this, that you visit Cincinnati's Children's Hospital. You've been there since you've been here in Cincinnati and maybe before. But what is it like for you to be able to go inside the hospital and to be able to see these kids and be able to talk to them and interact with them? What is that like for you?
Yeah, man, it's fantastic. I mean, this is why I play. This is, you know, I've told people this before, but I started really getting involved when I played in Sacramento the last couple of years, and it was something huge for me going and doing weekly visits in Sacramento at their children's hospital, and then I wanted to continue that here. And for me, that's what it's about, man. This is, I love soccer, and it's my passion, but I feel like my purpose is using that platform to do, you know, good things in the community or whatnot. So for me, Cincinnati Children's here is obviously the local children's hospital and a fantastic one in this country. And if we can, you know, help the kids anyway, it's something that I'm passionate about. And hopefully this shirt, we can do something to get it started.
Okay. So how do the young people, how do the children, how do they react when they see you guys come in and you take time out of your schedule to spend time with them? What is it like for the kids on their end? What do you see?
Yeah, like I said, I think it's a big morale booster.
Okay, big morale, okay.
I mean, you know, they're sitting in these hospital beds for, like I said, 50, 60, 70 days, sometimes longer. And, you know, for them, they're scared. And, you know, people are visiting at first, and now they've kind of slowed off, and they're kind of wondering why. And, you know, you're sitting in these white walls at a hospital. It's just a lot going on for these kids. And you know, if you can kind of take your time to just go out there, whether you're family or friends or anybody, I mean, it's huge. And for us being an athlete and being able to come in and a lot of people kind of knowing who you are already through playing for FC, since it's such a big thing here, usually it's something pretty cool for the kids, and just sitting down and talking with them is something I don't mind doing. And I think for anybody, that's advice I would give. If you have, you know, a friend or family member or something in the hospital, like, I think we always feel like we need to give money or something. Like, I don't have, how much can I give or whatever. I think time is honestly one of the biggest things you can give. Mm-hmm. And we don't really realize that just something simple as going to visit is huge for morale boost, you know? Mm-hmm.
The cool thing is that you came up with this whole idea. This was your idea from the onset. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I can't take full credit. There's obviously been stuff I want to do, and if I'm here for longer term, I definitely want to start in the off season doing some fundraising events and stuff like this. But it was kind of a fan that I've gotten to know, Casey Cook. She works at Cincy Shirts and kind of had this idea and threw it out to me because she knows what I'm, you know, passionate about. And then from there, I was able to kind of get in contact with Darren and them, the owners, and we all kind of went from there. So it was, I got to give a little bit of credit to her. This was, I didn't realize that this is, we could actually really do this through Cincy Shirts, but I definitely have been brainstorming things like, how could we like raise some more money other than just doing a fundraiser, just because I'm not sure, you know, how long I will be here as of right now. So it was kind of a mixed joint idea, and it ended up working out great.
Okay. Now, how can our listeners, how can they purchase these shirts?
Today online at cincyshirts.com. Hopefully, go grab one, and we can raise a lot of money for a really good cause.
And in case you're just tuning in, you're listening to Sunday Morning Magazine. I'm Rodney Lear. On the phone with me now is Evan Newton. He's with FC Cincinnati. He's the goalkeeper there. All morning long, we're talking to some of your favorite professional athletes, talking to them about life off the field. Now, Evan, let me ask you this. What are some of your pregame rituals, something that you just have to do before you get on the field?
My breakfast. I make the same breakfast every pregame morning.
Which is?
Which is a 3-egg omelet with some avocado in it and some veggies. And then some 2 pieces of bacon, a bowl of fruit that I cut up, and some toast with some jam on it.
Oh, wow. Look at that. That sounds really good.
Yeah. It's my one big meal. On game days, I kind of eat about 6-7 hours before, which is kind of like a brunch for me. And that's kind of my main meal for the day. The rest are just like tiny little snacks kind of leading up to the game. But, yeah, man, that's my main thing I got to have every morning.
How long you been doing that?
Actually, that started last year.
Okay.
I spoke with a sports science guy that came at my last club I was at, and he came and was with us for a couple of weeks. And I asked him some better ways for a goalkeeper's nutrition plan kind of on the day of the game, because I used to kind of eat like the field players, and sometimes I'd feel like really full. But I don't need, you know, a bunch of protein and carbs 3 hours before the game because I'm not running 7 miles like they are. So
okay.
He kind of gave me some better ways to do it, and it's really helped.
Wow, they're running 7 miles. That's crazy.
I mean, that's at least. I mean, some of these guys are running more than that, so it's crazy, man.
All right. Teammate with the funniest sense of humor.
Oh, man. I think just someone that I particularly laugh at a lot is probably, I don't know, it may be Danny Koenig because he's always angry. Or, you know, in the goalkeeper group, Mark Village is a good guy, and he's pretty funny. So,
okay,
those are a couple for you.
All right. So, much like baseball, if you could choose your own walk up song, what song would you choose?
I might just go Be Different. A lot of times, I like to do things a little differently, so I might just come up with no song, just silence, you know, and just make it super awkward. And just come up and smash a home run, you know.
All right, there you go. So, I talked about me being a soccer coach earlier. So, let me ask you this, Evan: what's the best advice you ever received from a coach?
What's coming to my mind is my college coach. After my redshirt junior year, kind of had a look in the mirror, Evan, and figure out what you want kind of speech with me, because I was coming off an injury and didn't have a great season that year, and I had one more year left, and
And he just said, look, man, you need to get your stuff together and get back in good shape and, you know, blah, 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 blah. And kind of you need to look in the mirror and figure out what you want, because if you want to go professional, this isn't going to cut it. And I kind of had to look in the mirror, and I probably wouldn't be a pro right now. So, but he kind of really held me accountable there, and I'm glad I kind of woke up.
All right, good. All right, well, we're out of time this morning. Thank you so much, Evan, for taking time to talk to us. I know you're really busy this time of year. Thank you for taking time, and congratulations, and all the best with what you're doing with Cincinnati's Children's Hospital. Again, if our listeners would like to get the shirts, if they would like to find out more about you, Evan, how can they do so?
You can check out CincyShirts.com to order shirts online, or you can check me out at Instagram, which is my handle is Fig Newts, or on Twitter and Newton Evan 13. But yeah, man, grab some shirts, help a good cause, and I really appreciate you having me.
We've been speaking to Evan Newton, goalkeeper with FC Cincinnati. Again, all morning long, we're talking to some of your favorite professional athletes about life off the field, exactly what they do when they're not on the field. For more information on the show, you can like us on our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. Head there now and like us there now. We'll be back with more Sunday Morning Magazine, Life Off the Field, still to come. Stay with us, more to come.